Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and we're going to be joined by our health coach team today, in addition to instructors for a new chronic disease self-management program. Before we get started, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. Tomorrow is the June Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting. It will be held at 9 a.m. at the shelter in West Twin Park. We will have breakfast, refreshments served. We'll have Van Deest Medical Center staff providing free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself will begin at 9:30. We'll have announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, as well as upcoming events from around Hamilton County. Our program will follow and will feature Janet Adams, who is president of the Arts Are Alive board. She will present the program on the public art initiative featured in West Twin Park. I'm sure you've seen new sculptures were recently installed, and Janet will discuss the pieces and lead attendees on a walk through the art sculptures. I do want to mention that SALT meetings are free and open to the public. The meetings are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Again, we hope you will join us for the June Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the shelter at West Twin Park. And tomorrow is a big day because we also have the Chick-fil-A Iowa food truck coming back to Van Deest Medical Center. They will be parked in our west parking lot from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will be serving up all sorts of delicious food. They have sandwiches and wraps, of course, their Chick-fil-A nuggets, salads and sides, and we encourage you to stop out and grab some lunch. Again, they will be in our west parking lot tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And when they close up shop here, they are going to be headed downtown to Webster City Market Nights, and you can find them there. And then lastly, I want to mention the June Webster City Community Blood Drive is next Thursday, June 12th, from 12:30 to 5:30 at Van Deest Medical Center in the boardroom. Appointments are encouraged. Visit lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment today. Your donation of blood will help to save a neighbor, a friend, family member, or possibly a stranger in our community. Donate in June. We do want to thank the Hospital Auxiliary for hosting the community blood drives, and a special thank you to Scooters in Webster City for their donation of cookies. And now we will get started into our program today. I have a great group of ladies joining us for today's program. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we are joined by our health coach team and also instructors for a new program that we're going to be offering. You will hear more details on that. One of the ways in which our clinic here in Webster City, Van Deest Family Health Clinic, is set apart from other medical clinics is that we have health coach services, which are free to patients of any of our clinics. So that could be in Webster City, in Jewell, Stratford, or Fort Dodge. These services allow our health coaches to work with patients to achieve optimal health and meet their health and life goals. We will hear from our health coach team as they talk about their individual roles and how they work with patients. And like I said, we'll also hear about this new free chronic disease self-management program, which our health coaches are helping to lead. It's called Better Choices, Better Health, and the first workshop is starting in July. So you're going to want to stay tuned to find out how to get registered. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I'm so thrilled that you're all here. And with that introduction, we may have people out there saying, well, gosh, what is a health coach? So stay tuned because you will hear from all of the ladies in the room today. I think a great place to start would be introductions from all of you and just share a little bit of your background, your experience, and then how you each came into your roles. Amy, let's start with you.
My name is Amy McCullough, and I am an RN. I have been with the Andes Family Health Clinic for a little over a year. I am a health coach and a diabetes educator here at Andes Medical Center. Most recently, I was in Fort Dodge working with population health management and care coordination over at a couple clinics over in Fort Dodge.
And we're glad you're here now.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Yeah, and I'm Ashley Bubeck. I'm an LPN here and a health coach. I started my nursing career in geriatrics, worked in geriatrics for about 8 years, transitioned into family practice back in 2019 here at Andes Medical Center or Family Health Clinic. And then just last November, transitioned into the health care role here. Something that my manager had brought up to me just with my personal fitness and nutrition passion that I have and have really enjoyed learning over the last 6 months.
And I love that you bring that and you're able to share that with patients. So we'll be anxious to hear more about that. Cheyenne.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne Grote. I am a CMA here at Andes Family Health Clinic. I work on the health coach team as an assistant navigator, and I began my position here in December of 2024. Before I came here, I worked in a cardiology clinic, and what really drew me to this position was continuing care for patients after they leave the clinic and to help them stay on track with their health goals outside of the exam room.
Mm-hmm. Then you're in the perfect role as a navigator.
Yes.
That is great. And Audrey.
My name is Audrey Esland, and I'm the coordinator for the cardiac and pulmonary rehab department here at Andes Medical Center, and I have worked here for 8 years.
Wonderful. Thank you. I like to think of a health coach as a guide for people on their road to total wellness. So whether it's nutritious eating, knowing your healthy numbers, incorporating movement, establishing healthy habits as a path to living life with purpose, it's about patients feeling good in their bodies and achieving better health. So if you would, and I'm kind of looking to our health coach team now, tell us about your individual respective roles and what you do to support patients either in the clinic or from an inpatient setting in helping them realize their goals.
One of the big things that Amy and I both do here at Andes is offer care coordination services, our CCM program. So with that, we help people manage their health care to better their outcomes so that they can continue to do things that they love. The benefits of care coordination services include monthly phone calls to help you meet your health care goals and needs, help communicating your medical information between all your providers, such as specialists or your PCPs, keeping everybody in the loop. Helping understand your medications and how often to take them. We recognize that it can be very confusing at times when different doctors are making different changes with your medications and help you keep things on track there. Helping understand your medical conditions and what to do if things worsen with different symptoms that may come up. Also helping managing your care with home and community-based health resources, so providing you outside resources that could benefit you, such as physical therapy or cardiac rehab, things mm-hmm. like that. And that goes along with access to having a personal nurse like myself or Amy. And we also help you set goals, such as weight loss is a big one for a lot of people. setting small, smart, realistic goals that patients find realistic to meet. Care coordination services are provided by nursing trained as health coaches, like I said. Your information may be communicated with other treating providers, as I mentioned before. And you have the right to decide to stop to participating in this program at any time. And that does not interfere with the care that you receive from your provider. So,
how does somebody get involved if they're interested and they hear this and they're a patient here and they think, I think I could benefit from this? I mean, to me, who wouldn't want that? That is just support to navigate your healthcare. Somebody that is kind of a partner with you in your healthcare. Mm-hmm. How can somebody get into the program?
You could mention it to your provider at your next office visit, or you could call the main clinic and ask for a health coach, and we would love to speak with you.
Perfect.
Yeah. And just as a side note, this is a Medicare-based program. Chronic care management is Medicare program.
Right. Very good. Thank you, Amy.
In my role as an assistant navigator, I focus a lot on scheduling annual wellness visits for our Medicare population, which we will talk about further. I pick out individuals and patients who could benefit from these visits and reach out to talk to them about the importance of receiving this preventative care. I also help to identify patients who might be a good fit for our chronic care management program or our diabetic education program that Amy and Ashley support.
Perfect. Thank you, Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the diabetic education program.
So I head up the diabetes self-management and education program along with our dietitian, Christy. And basically, it's an evidence-based program that is individualized to each person's needs. It helps people with diabetes gain knowledge and skills and support that they need to better manage their condition and to improve their overall health and quality of life. So that is something that is a referral from a provider, either external out in the community or internal. And I would just communicate with their provider as well on their progress. So the Diabetes Self-Management Education and Support Program is a 4-session course that emphasizes physicians' referrals and individualized treatment plans. It's a complete review of diabetes, and it's coordinated by diabetes educators. Each patient is given an individualized meal plan by a registered dietitian, and additional support is provided as needed. We also review medications, insulin, and medication administration. Assist people with new medications and understanding their potential side effects, understanding how to administer them, also some CGMs, which are continuous glucose monitoring systems. CGMs can give you a more accurate read over the course of the day and what your blood sugar has been doing and what it will, and give you a glimpse into what it may do going into the future too. Our diabetes education program is certified by the American Diabetes Association and accredited by the state of Iowa.
Wonderful. Thank you, Amy. So to the listeners out there, you have heard from all three of these ladies and how they work differently to help support patients and their needs. Now I'm going to ask each of you, as you do work with people, with patients, obviously they present with different goals, different challenges. What do you find are maybe the most common needs or the biggest challenges for patients when you're working with different people?
I would say commonly it's that patients need somebody to help hold them accountable, mm-hmm. Or help with the follow through. A lot of times they go to see their doctor and, you know, things are changed or tests are ordered, and just helping clarify those and ensuring that they really do go ahead and do those tests, and mm-hmm. helping set goals.
Along with what Ashley said, I'd like to add, sometimes it's just helping patients get motivated. The first step is a patient recognizing that there is a change that needs to be made, whether it was brought up by the provider or by the patient themselves. The realization of needing to make that change is the first step, and then needing some assistance with, you know, along with accountability, but having someone to help them formulate a plan, mm-hmm. an outlined, organized, easy to follow plan or sets of goals. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something that the health coach team can assist patients with.
Which is so great. Cheyenne, to your point, I think the recognition that they need to make a change, and then, okay, how do I do that, in getting those steps. But then to have the motivation, because I think once people do put that plan into action, and to your point, Ashley, those SMART goals, you know, even a little change, even if it's something they do each day for 5 minutes, they'll begin to feel and see those gains. And so then they're more encouraged to go ahead and keep moving forward. But sometimes it's just getting those pieces together to get them started. So I think the support that you do offer to patients is wonderful. And we did address the next question a little bit, but I want to make sure patients do understand. So if we have listeners out there, you know, hearing some of the services that are available, you know, at what point in the delivery of healthcare might one of you be introduced to patients? How can a patient get in touch with the services offered? And then another question I have is, maybe talk about what that communication looks like between your team and their primary care provider and the patient.
This can be at any point. You can be a longtime patient of Dr. Sabash's, or a new patient, or somebody that just has a new diagnosis and needs more clarity on that. And then it would be by phone call, like I said before, or referral from your doctor.
Even if you're listening to us on the radio right now and a provider hasn't told you about our services, feel free to give the clinic a call, and we are happy to help determine what service suits you best or if we can help in any way.
So. Thank you, Cheyenne. I'm going to focus in on you now. Let's talk about a wellness care, which may lower a patient's risk of illness, and specifically the wellness benefits those on Medicare have. What is included in the annual wellness visit, and why it is so important for people to take advantage of this benefit?
So first, I'll start by talking about the annual wellness visit, or you might hear it as an AWV. It's a great opportunity for patients, especially our Medicare population, to stay ahead of any potential health issues through what we call preventative care. So not a sick visit like a lot of you are used to hearing. You know, you think a doctor is for when you're sick. Not necessarily. During this visit, it is an office visit, and you can do other things during this visit. Say if you need medication refills or just a 3-month follow-up with your provider. So during these visits, we go through your medical history, current medications, and risk factors, and we create and update a personalized prevention plan specific to you. One of the biggest benefits of the annual wellness visit is that it helps to identify what screenings or services that you might be due for. A lot of you are probably aware of a mammogram or a bone density screen. Those are just two women's health services that we talk about during the annual wellness visit. Other things include certain blood work, like to screen for diabetes. We also talk about colon cancer screenings, lung cancer screenings if you are a current or former smoker. We talk about cardiovascular screenings. We check your cholesterol. Specifically for men, we offer a prostate cancer screening. And again, those are all lab draws. And these services are included by Medicare. A few of these services have little to no copay, but that is always a question that you can discuss with your provider during your visit. And all of these preventative services that we discuss during your annual wellness visit, none of those are mandatory. You have the right to choose and decide with your health care. So that is just a discussion between you and your provider.
Perfect. Thank you, Cheyenne. So what do patients need to do to schedule this annual wellness visit?
That is a great question. All that you need to do is call into the main VanDiest Family Health Clinic, and scheduling, when you get scheduling on the phone, just say that you would like to schedule your annual wellness visit, and they will put you down. And then I, Cheyenne, will be giving you a call a day or two before your appointment, and I'll just touch base with you and see how things have been going since your last office visit, as well as ask you some questions called a health risk assessment. And that is the first step to help formulate or update your personalized care plan.
Very good. Thank you. What general recommendations or tips do each of you have to help people get focused on their health or to help them achieve their goals?
I would say by starting with SMART, which is a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goal. Something that's realistic, and then finding, you know, a health coach or a friend that will provide you with accountability and check-ins.
Thank you so much, Ashley, Amy, and Cheyenne. To our listeners out there, if you're interested in finding out more information, you have questions about the health coach services, maybe you need to schedule your annual wellness visit, you can call VanDiest Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. Now don't go away, because this is the perfect opportunity to just dive right in to talk about our new program, which is called Better Choices, Better Health. Amy McCullough and Audrey Eslin are both certified instructors for this 6-week workshop, and Ashley Bubeck is also completing her certification. Ladies, let's talk about this fantastic program. What can you share?
Our new program, our new free program, Better Choices, Better Health, is a chronic disease self-management program that our first session will be held July 10th through August 14th, Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon in the hospital conference room at VanDiest Medical Center.
The Better Choices, Better Health class is a chronic disease self-management program that helps participants manage many types of ongoing health conditions while improving skills to effectively manage their health. This program is aiming for adults with any chronic physical or mental health condition, and your caregivers are also welcome to attend.
It's designed to help people gain confidence, learn skills to better manage chronic diseases, stay active, and take charge of their lives. They'll learn how to communicate effectively with family, friends, and health professionals. They'll learn techniques to deal with isolation, frustration, fatigue, and pain. Learn some healthy eating and exercise tips. and how to evaluate treatment options and how to create action plans. There will be healthy snacks that will be provided, and it's a free interactive 6-week workshop.
So as Amy mentioned, the classes are interactive, which I think is really fun for the participants. And you also get to learn from other people who are attending the class as well, who have chronic diseases, and you get to learn from the facilitators too. So I think it's going to be a really fun class for the community. I'm hoping that we have a good turnout. Amy and I are excited. Ashley, we're excited to have you too. Yeah. So it'll be really fun. I'm excited.
And I think there's a lot that can be gained by having those participants and the support from participants going through it. It does make me think of your programs, like with cardiac and pulmonary rehab. You know, that group, what we hear from patients is they love coming together and there's camaraderie there. They laugh, they talk, they joke, and they're just good support for each other. And it makes me think that can just flow through to this program. So I hope people really see the value in that.
Yeah, yeah. And there are a lot of perks to signing up for the program. Even just learning how to manage your chronic condition and really taking control of your own health. Support from other participants, like we said, maybe you don't realize that so many other people in the community have the same chronic diseases or are having the same struggles mentally or physically. So it's a great way to just kind of meet other people and find support within the community. The program also promotes increased physical activity, which obviously is always a good thing. And it offers coping strategies and lifestyle changes to promote overall better health.
And who doesn't need that,
yeah.
Right? Now, there's a special perk for this program, too, and I haven't heard either of you mention.
So one of the perks is that participants may receive up to 3 boxes of fresh produce provided by funding from the Prairie Meadows Betterment Grant.
And that is a wonderful benefit for people that would be participating in the program. Again, I think this is going to be a fantastic program offered. It is free. I do want to mention, though, there's a limited number of participants per program. So it can be anywhere from 8 to 16 people in the class. And this is not just going to be a one-time offering. This is just the first workshop that we're offering, but we'll continue to offer additional workshops in the future. So if this timeline doesn't work for you, but it's something you're interested in, I would say stay tuned and listen for future dates of when the program will be offered again.
Yeah, and I'd also like to add that you don't have to be a patient of VanDees Medical Center mm-hmm. to sign up for the workshop. Anybody in the community is eligible to sign up if you have a chronic health condition.
Very good. I do want to mention how people can get signed up for Better Choices, Better Health. They can contact Amy McCullough. By phone, you could call her at 515-832-7730, or you can send her an email to amcullough@vandeestmc.org. Again, I want to thank all of you for all you do, the work you do to support our patients, just to help them with their health goals, their wellness goals. We have a great team right here, and I love that we're able to share the information with listeners out there. The Better Choices, Better Health program, again, is going to be one of those new programs that, as Audrey mentioned, is open to community residents, and it's just going to be a fantastic program, so we certainly hope you take advantage of it. Amy, Ashley, Cheyenne, and Audrey, thanks again for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by VanDees Medical Center, where our focus is you.